This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, March 1st. While wheat continues its upward trend in the grain market, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The big story today is really the wheat. The wheat is just absolutely surging. It seems that the crop concerns in the U.S. is really driving this market. We've got a seven-month high today, and the market still looks really good. And it looks like that there's still time to recover in the crop area. If we do get some rain, we definitely could recover and things could go well. But as time goes on, it gets closer and closer. It's got everyone a little bit nervous. As the funds start covering their shorts, they get a little bit of a boost. And what's interesting that happened today is commercials started to buy some of the Kansas City wheat. That tells me that they've got some real concerns here, and we could be off to a live weather market, and this could be a big bullish sign for the wheat complex across the board.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 21 and a quarter at 482 and three quarters. March corn was up four at 374. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 540 to 575. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 18 and a quarter, ranging from 667 and a quarter to 678 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 11.5, ranging from 736 to 741. Live cattle for February were up 52.5 cents at 127.50. March feeder cattle were down $1.80 at 144.65. And March Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 14.05. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.